but whenever I see her, I just want to, you know, I want to undress her. I want to tie her up. I want to pump her. Pump, pump, pump. So she screams bloody murder, and then I want to flip her ass over and pump her even more. And it's so hard that my dick shoots right through her and that my cum squirts out of her mouth. And not that I could ever, you know, actually do that. See, she only knew how I felt. Yeah, deep down, I really cared for her, respected her. And she would love me back. Maybe.
Hey, we're back for show 27.
Yeah,
the Corey and Joel radio show.
Yeah, we're a little late this week.
That came on loud. That came on like gangbusters. It's the magic numbers. Woo! That'll wake them up.
I guess.
Good album, The Magic. You've not heard The Magic Numbers.
No, this is a first for me.
Yeah, it comes out, this is a UK record, and it comes out in, I think, October in the US.
Oh, all right.
But they're a big hit in over in the, right, across the pond.
Everything's so. A big hit.
Well, turn that down a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
This came on like...
Yeah.
Magic Numbers with you, Corey and Joel, show number 27.
Yeah, you want to start over?
No.
That's
all right.
So, welcome aboard, folks.
Thank you.
Welcome
for
back.
Joining us.
It's been a while. I feel like a little
disjointed.
It's
been like 10 days since we did a show.
Yeah.
And, God, that is so loud. Yeah, you can cut that anytime. Thank you, Corey. The Magic Numbers. See, once we buy that cord that we've said in show two, we've said we're going to buy to put the computer on an actual knob instead of...
Well, I had the wrong headphones on first, so I couldn't hear.
Yeah, it was real loud, and it was not good. But welcome to the show 27. We're sorry about the technical flaw.
Yeah, you know, here we are 27 shows later. We're still having technical difficulties.
It's good. No, I don't know. We're just, we're doing a show.
You know what?
You're hitting your...
Some standard. People never get radio right ever.
Yeah, so we get it right like half the time. And that's half more than some people get.
I dare you to listen to real radio in your regular hometown, you know? Like, they'll get it wrong.
Right.
You know what? The calls never work.
No.
You know, about one in six calls is going to dump on every radio show in America.
Yeah.
Everyone. Larry King. Caller, are you there?
Yeah. It's some guy from Brussels.
Poughkeepsie. Good morning, Paloma.
I love the way he takes calls from guys like in Egypt who can barely speak English. Like, why do that? Why not just take American callers?
Yeah. And the show that they do that, they call in is like Tony Randall's widow.
Yeah.
That's the one that I,
And he acts like, oh, he's getting some world perspective because he's got guys calling in from like Egypt and the Philippines. But how much perspective do you need on Larry, you know? Isn't there enough dissenting opinion in the United States to really sort of...
You know, I haven't watched Larry. I haven't gone out of my way to watch Larry lately, but...
Don't.
But whenever an old-time celebrity
does...
Yeah,
that's the best.
That's the best time to run.
He did a Peter Jennings thing with... he had Brokaw and Rather on to, like, pay tribute.
Yeah.
So...
I can't really say anything bad about Peter Jennings. I never had a... impression of him, negative or positive.
No, but I mean, he read the news off a teleprompter largely. I mean, he was a reporter in that, but I mean, it's hard to really get.
I always got a sense he was a little smarter than the average, like, you know, news jockey.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
He would his off teleprompter stuff was pretty clever.
When did you ever hear that?
You know, during like when he was on for like 24 hours.
Oh, when he was
like,
doing a live news thing, and he was well,
because they can't write all that crap for like
I
when
guess.
You're on for 9/11 and you're sitting there for 12 hours.
Yeah. We got to do the death pool update. That'll be the next show because we're going to update that because we had major deaths.
Just bitter because none of us had Jennings.
Yeah, well, we didn't know he was sick until April. We did the death pool. We picked our picks in January. And we'll do that on the next show. We actually did a death pool show.
Now
I think our second or third show.
I really wish I had Dana Reeves.
But who knew that?
I know.
But see, well, you know what happens a lot of times?
That's big points, though, baby.
It is, because she's young. Well, you don't know that she's going to die. She's so young that she may not
die. You
know,
what really sucks is that Superman didn't even look at her lungs with his X-ray vision. And he could have told her this.
Now that's wrong.
What?
That's not the kind of radio we do around here, Corey.
What's wrong with that?
You're sick. You're a sick bastard.
Well,
I can't believe
he was in the chair, but I'm sure he still had the eye powers.
Well, you know what they say whenever like a spouse dies, when one of them dies, sometimes the other one jumps in a coffin next to him.
Right.
And that could be the case here. Like people thought McCartney was going to jump in the coffin when Linda died.
Right.
But
good move not doing that.
Yeah, but McCartney was like, "Yeah, I'll just get this broad."
Yeah. And then he banged a one-legged supermodel.
Well, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
But when you're McCartney, that's new though, don't you think?
I think if you're Paul McCartney and you've hit world-class tail for 35, 40 years.
Yeah.
You go with something new and you're right. An amputee, think of the different angles you can get on that, right? Think of the access you can get. You don't got that leg in the way.
That leg's not in the way. I just see McCartney like sitting in his mansion stroking his chin going,
right.
Like after Linda's funeral going, oh, well, what have I not had? And a one-legged woman, I haven't had that.
Yeah. I think I will.
It's a terrible Liverpudlian accent.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too early in the day.
We're not doing the show at our normal time.
We're doing
time
the show real early in the day because our guest couldn't be here. And look, he's not even here.
No, still not here.
So we have a special guest dropping by, and we'll tell you about that when he gets here. Because if he doesn't get here, we'll just be like, it was supposed to be Peter Jennings. And then he just.
You know, we've had guests that dropped out before. And,
yeah.
We'll have them in the future.
Yeah. They're still waiting for that call, aren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't Mike Bobbitt? Yeah. He's still waiting for that call to come on the show.
Yeah. So last night I ran into, speaking of guests, I ran into Jackie's brother from.
Adam. Oh, the girl from Show 22, Jackie. 22, yeah, he was at the our comedy show last
night. Yeah, and he wanted to be on the show. and I was like, I don't think we're going to be.
Yeah.
Not going to be doing a hot tub special.
Wait a minute.
You.
You're 6'6", about 275.
Yeah.
Don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're a dude with a beard.
Well,
yeah,
but I did. Actually, they had a concept that I think is going to work.
No discernible talent. Yeah, what was this concept?
Well, it's going to be the old country buffet challenge. I don't know. If we could come up with some extreme eating challenges for these
guys.
And
then we're going to like deep fry candy bars on one of the shows.
They could, maybe that would be the show.
Okay,
for
maybe we could have him.
There's a couple of real fat dudes.
I thought
there.
He wanted to play the hot new game show, Who Wants to Bang My Little Sister?
Oh.
Because I would, he could be on for that.
No, I played that game. I was a contestant.
Yeah, you lost on that game. I watched you fail in your quest that night.
It was terrible.
Yeah,
you know what? It was rigged. It was like 21.
Yeah.
You know, the answers were all, no. No, Adam, we'll talk. We'll figure out something.
Maybe. You know, I don't want to.
Those guys were talking about how much they eat, and I was like, you know, we could have some kind of eating challenge with
this.
This
is like the group of guys, they always come to our comedy show on Thursday night at Club Bar in Ferndale, Michigan, and they're just fat guys and they're nerds.
See, the challenge I put for them is, can you make it from lunch to dinner at Old Country Buffet? And the stigma is that you always have the stipulations that you always have to have at least a plate of food in front of you. You can't never have an empty plate. Right. You have to go from noon till 5 at Old Country Buffet.
But maybe we'll have him on. But see, the thing is with guests is we're like, oh, we got to have this guest, got to have this guest. And then we're kind of like, you know, maybe it's just better just you and I talking.
Like
it
today.
Always ends up.
Yeah.
Our guest will be. Believe me, when our guest is in, look, I got notes for our guest.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Be good. It's going to be good when he gets here. But until then, we're just going to vamp.
Yeah.
Oh, big show announcements. Some of you did this. Some of you took advantage. You went to the website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You got on the mailing list. And if you got on the mailing list, the announcement for this show, you probably have it already if you're listening to this, was that the first mailing list bonus feature, bonus content is available for you. It's all of the uncensored Gathering of the Juggalos pictures, full color, big old pictures that I took. The lollipop girls that we described on show 25.
Oh, are they nasty?
You're going to get the pictures of the lollipop girls doing all kinds of nasty stuff and close-ups. The girl with the world's nicest ass.
These girls are not from Munchkin Land.
Yeah, and then there's the girl with the world's nicest ass. Yeah. I think you were like, that's the world's nicest ass.
It's in the running.
So you can determine for yourself if you're on the mailing list. You'll get all those pictures of me getting high in the clown outfit. And
impressive.
That was an impressive ass, Darth. Yeah. And you'll get all that stuff if you're on the mailing list. If you're not on the mailing list, go to the website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Sign up there. You'll see the little blog entry. It'll be a little bit down after the show. But you can get on the list, and then when we send out the next one, you'll get the link to the Gathering of the Juggalos pictures, too. So sign up for the mailing list. We'll tell you when the show is posted, and you'll get lots of good stuff. Do that, and you can only get it through the mailing list. You can't get it any other way.
Right.
We're not just giving those away.
No.
And they're not safe for work, so don't open those.
Please, God, don't open those.
God, really, they're not safe anywhere. Yeah. If there's kids around, really, don't open those. You'll get a link in the email. You click on
that. If you have a laptop, take it under your covers.
Yeah, literally, just do it late at night when no one's at home. Open those and put your pants around your ankles and enjoy yourself because it's going to be a good time. Unless you're a woman. Well, women will enjoy that. There's lesbian action. There's some lesbianism in those pictures, too. Did you see that?
Right.
Yeah.
Really? Shockingly.
Shockingly.
What a turn of events. There'd be lesbianism at the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Well, there is, and they're in. So if you join the mailing list, if you haven't joined the mailing
list. But it's not like Anne Heche, Ellen DeGeneres lesbianism. It's hot lesbianism.
It's two hot chicks, yeah. It's real nice. And so join the mailing list. Go on the Corey and Joel Radio website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Get on the mailing list, and we'll plug that later in the show, too. So. What else? We did our first big event. We plugged this for weeks on the show and didn't really get a lot of response as far as...
You know, it's hard to book a flight from Australia to
Detroit to see the movie. Yeah. We hosted the Detroit premiere of the movie The Aristocrats, which is a movie all about comedy. It's got like 100 comics.
Yeah, there's a big article on it in Premiere.
It's a really great movie. But we probably didn't sell it hard enough to actually make people go to it.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did the show. It actually was a pretty big success because I had done... It was Tuesday night at 10 p.m. and I did comedy at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, which is like just around the corner from it, that night, gave out passes. And I think I had about 50 people come from that. You had a bunch of people come. We had a great turnout.
Yeah, we had over 100.
Yeah, I think we had over 100 people. And we did
for 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, that's a pretty good thing.
And we did a little intro. We did our first sort of Corey and Joel Radio.
Yeah, live appearance.
Live appearance. And we had a little PA, and we did like 10 minutes of talking about the movie.
Which my dad walked into halfway into.
And your dad walked into and kind of... it was funny, but it was like, you know... It was just like our show. Hey, your dad walked in.
Hey, nice job, Speedy.
So your dad only missed... So your dad was trying to time it so he didn't have to watch you.
It's true.
Talk. He just wanted to watch the movie.
My dad was at Fishbones and got the act. My dad's seen enough of this.
Yeah, your dad's been showing up lately. He's been really involved. Yeah. You know, we'll have to have your dad on this. You want your dad come on the show?
My dad's got nothing else to do. That's why my dad shows up.
We're booking
your
dad. That's the new...
Really?
That's the guest that's supposed to show up as Corey.
He had, like, poker this week. That was a big thing. Like, all his buddies showed up for poker.
Your dad was in a Roy Williams jersey, the Lions player, and he was like, wow, that just looks wrong on a...
You know what's cool? You know what's cool
guy?
With my dad? He's had, like, the same friends for, like, 35, 40 years. And like they're all these poker buddies, and they're all guys he grew up with, and like most of them were in Vietnam.
Yeah,
they weren't all together, but they were like all in Vietnam. And now they've got like this one friend that they've known for 10-15 years who was like worked with the other guy named Chen. So it's like you go and you sit in this table of like Vietnam veterans. And Chen's like this the sweetest, nicest guy. He's Chinese, but it just you're like, oh, are you the South Vietnamese Army? What is this?
Do they all like conspire to take his money? Do they all like
no?
It like stripes where John Candy's playing poker.
Chen's great. It's just funny. You're like, look at all these Vietnam vets, and there's a captive. What is that? I don't
know. Is our guest here? Did you hear?
I hear clattering.
Well, why don't you open the door? Let me go see. Oh, wait a minute here, Bubba.
There we are. Hey,
our special guest has arrived.
Yeah,
our radio show. Here he is. It is the one, the only comedian, J. Chris Newber. Chris, say
hello.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? Hot. So we're going to have to, the mic is hot now, so we'll...
Chris made a brief cameo appearance on the phone. But
He called me on the phone and had some ridiculous...
I was looking for drugs for an ex-girlfriend.
he was looking for drugs for an ex-girlfriend, so...
Sure.
We have now J. Chris Newber, and Chris and I...
Haven't we all done that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I always call my friends and go...
And then, of course, the one guy who actually gets the drugs is like... favorite person in the whole world.
No.
And once you call them, then they call you like 84 times afterwards, and they want to hang out.
Hey, right. You're barely on mic. Save the story. Okay. Straighten out that cord, and we'll get to you in a second. J. Chris Newberg's here. We're doing a big show together.
You know, I do a lot for ex-girlfriends. I've had now two ex-girlfriends stay with my friends in London. It's like I set up a hostel.
Right.
You know, it's like you bang me, you get a free room and board in London. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should put that on a card.
I really should. I have places to stay internationally. There you go.
But, so J. Chris Newber's here. He's our big guest. He was getting his guitar because he's a musical comedy and just comedy in general, but he also plays the guitar and has some funny songs. He's going to do a couple for us.
You might have seen him on Comedy Central's Premium Blend.
Yes.
As well as
the Jimmy Kimmel Show on ABC television.
Yeah, you were in last. That was really funny. Chris was on like Last Comic Standing 2,
yeah,
which was I guess the big one. I guess the one people actually saw. And you were in the Miami. Was it the Miami or the Tampa audition?
Yeah, Tampa.
It was Tampa, and like they just brought out everybody that like was the finalists, and yeah, they just announced the winner without showing Chris's performance. Yeah. And Chris was like standing behind Jim Norton. And
it's,
you know, like
kinda,
they never, they was like, you never did it, but
well,
you did. And
I think
they never
you should probably
it.
Take that as a good thing because you weren't bad enough to make the like loser clip real.
Yeah, you didn't make the worst of the worst. You can throw me that, dude. It'll
I'm
make
trying,
it.
Yeah,
yeah. You didn't make the like worst comics.
Because that was a lot of it. Standing. They just showed awful comics. And
well, we know that girl Maureen that we know made the worst of the worst, and it was deserved.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, we know Maureen, all right.
Oh, listen to that.
Oh.
Listen to that.
Yeah, tune in.
All right, brother. Now get that mic close to you, and we'll be rocking.
Oh, well, you're just going to go right into a song?
Well, yeah, no, well, but you yeah. can, you
I
know.
I want to chat with my good friends,
yeah,
Corey and
yeah,
absolutely,
man. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, we're just here hanging out. We got time.
So there was, like, a politics thing going on, though, in that Last Comic Standing, right? Like,
I think so, yeah. I mean, well, I was in the lobby, and Norton walked off, and he said, he was bitching about it. He's like, oh, I didn't have a good set. Well, I mean, you know what? Actually, there was 10 comics mm-hmm. who were in the finals, and all of them had pretty good sets. He didn't think he had that good of a set, and swear to God, some PA walks up to him and was like, don't worry about it. It's cool.
Right.
So that was right in front of my eyes, and so, and then, of course, he got picked. So,
well, there was a big controversy that they actually showed on the show where Dan Natterman, who's a really funny guy, who talks like this, like the classic pickle guy.
Guy from New York.
They had celebrity guests. They had Drew Carey and
that other lady.
Brett Butler and somebody else. And they picked him, and like the guy didn't make the cut because the producers already had a deal.
Because, but there was the judges. Drew Carey and Brett Butler said those weren't the comics we picked, were the comics
right.
that made the show. And then the producer said it wasn't entirely the choices
their
of
votes
the judges,
didn't weren't,
their yeah. votes were weighed against the wishes of the producers, which basically meant it was fixed, but, you know,
I mean,
whatever.
Not,
Joel's getting shirtless over there.
It's
what's
getting
going
warm
on?
In here. There's, oh, a lot of, yeah. there's a lot of man meat in the studio.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily fixed. I just think that it's like they took what they wanted to make a good show versus, you know, good
right,
comics.
Right,
well,
but whereas you bring in a comedian to judge something, they're going to just look and go...
They're
not
the
gonna
comics.
Go. Hey, we need a black, and yeah. we need a fat guy, and we need a
you know.
No,
when it's Peter Engel, the guy who produced Saved by the Bell, is the executive
right.
producer.
Right.
They're gonna get the black, and they're gonna
right.
get the.
I think they should have got Mario Lopez because he that's funny.
You need a Slater.
Hey, mama. Hey, preppy.
That's your Mario.
That's AC Slater.
Wow, I have no idea what that
Bell.
Is. But
I shared the same college agent with AC Slater for a period of 1 year.
Did you really?
Yep.
What do they book him for in colleges?
He gets like $15,000 a performance.
To do what?
Sign his name and talk about Screech.
Really?
He shows up on everything. Like he's on some like Animal Planet challenge.
Okay, he does, I mean, Pet Star, which is kind of a big hit.
He's working.
Right.
I guess.
I mean, he's working more than Elizabeth Berkley is.
He's got some new gig. I saw like some new talk show with the chick they fired off Cold Pizza. So
yeah.
it's like, wow, you're really
yeah.
scraping the bottom of the
barrel. Do you want to give him headphones?
Oh yeah,
give him because you're wearing two sets of headphones.
Sorry,
that's okay.
And make sure it wraps around the. There you go.
There you go.
Hate to do this on the air, folks, but this is what.
That's okay. We're ready.
It's live radio. You hear those? There you go.
Cans.
There you go, brother.
Nice.
Look at you.
There you go. Sorry, you got to wear hot cans.
Ring, nice. Ding, ding, ding. And I can adjust if you need any more. No more guitar. I'll give
fine.
It to you.
I'm cool.
All right, so J. Chris Newberg is here, and we're doing a big show. I have the thing here. It's his Laugh-a-Palooza at the Meadowbrook Music Festival, Sunday, August 21st, 6 p.m. It's me and J. Chris Newberg and a bunch of other people from Detroit.
That's what they were going to originally call it.
What? Me and Joel and J. Chris Newberg?
Joel and J. Chris Newberg and a bunch of other people.
A bunch of other dickheads. No, I'm kidding. They're not dickheads. Bill Bouchard, our buddy from the show. You also. Y'all heard Bill on the show. He'll be there and a bunch of other people. Mike Green's a funny dude. Dan Greeter. So. August 21st, Laugh-a-Palooza. So let's get to the laughs, shall we?
Yeah, anytime now.
Any.
We could talk about the one of the greatest scourges facing America today off that Last Comic Standing show.
Which is?
Ant.
Right.
Oh. But he was an oh yeah, he did make the he made the house in season two, right?
Yeah, they yeah, finally put him on. They shit canned him off season one.
And yeah, then they put him on season two. But yeah. Whatever. Are you glad you didn't get that almost in retrospect or not really?
I got Kimmel out of it, and I was happy with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do a reality show. You get paid. They obviously got work. I'm sure Heffron probably made a ton of money.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all those guys made a ton of money for whatever period.
We see like Alonzo Bowden is on a lot of stuff now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it worked out really well for a lot of people, but I mean, I'm sure...
Whereas he used to be eating at Bob Evans with Joel.
Yeah, Alonzo Bowden used to do gigs with me. I used to drive him around on Yoder runs.
Seriously?
In the Midwest. Yeah, we worked together before he was on the show. I thought he was great.
You ate at the same Bob Evans like 5 days in a row or something?
Yeah, we stayed at a hotel, and the only thing to eat was the Bob Evans. We were there for a weekend, and we ate the Bob Evans like 4 times together. You know, which is funny because he's like a 6'5" black guy, and me walking into a Bob Evans in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But Alonzo was great. I thought he deserved more exposure, and I think he came off good on that show.
He won the third one.
He did, and then he won the third one that they sort of canceled and put on Comedy Central. But and Heffron, I saw. Did you see Heffron when he was in town a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
because he did a set. He did a new set.
Yeah,
because he had to. He had to write new material.
I hope he found some good stocks off the money he made off that show. Because like he was real hot for about 6 months, and then crickets again.
He got married, and his whole act was about like his little spot, his like Tonight Show spot, quote unquote, that he was practicing. Was all about like how difficult it is to be married.
Oh,
it was. I thought he had. It was a fresh approach.
I thought he had kind of an edge.
I'm just saying, you
never see Heffron before, and you're
but he sort of grew up from like remember when you were a kid jokes to hey this is what it's like to be married,
right? Yeah, I mean and sure,
which I guess is good, but it was just sort of like,
just the heat he got off Last Comic Standing seemed to have kind of burned out real quick.
Oh sure, yeah. But I mean it's
but like, he was real hot for like he was playing everything,
but he was playing
a Denny's bathroom.
He was turning down like huge money stuff too. Yeah. There was like a $50,000 gig I know he turned down for.
Really?
Like 30 minutes. Mm. 30 minutes.
Yeah, if anyone wants to offer me the $50,000 gigs that he turned down, I'll do them for $10,000, baby.
Yeah.
I'll do them for $10,000. I that's all I need.
Wow.
I'm good.
What's our swearing parameter? Probably
none.
None.
You can say pretty much whatever the fuck you want on this show. Nice.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we keep having this mythical thing where we go like, let's keep it clean so we can use it as a demo tape. No,
where does this show air? This all over the world.
Corey all over
Joel,
the world.
CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You can. It's on iTunes. You go to iTunes. You type in Corey and Joel. You can download it from there.
Cool.
We're huge in Australia.
That's what I hear.
Denmark.
1,000 listeners a show, about something like that now. So yeah, it's right. good
up
times.
And down, yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's good times. It's a
now,
big
so
show.
Now, this show will air several times during the week. Or?
People download it. They listen to it whenever they want. They put it on their iPods. They listen in their car. They listen.
Yeah, and it's on the site forever.
It's on the site forever. you can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go, you download the show. It's about 30 megs. You listen to it.
Yeah.
75, 80 minutes of. Good comment.
Well, then I'll say hello to my dad, and I'll tell him to come on in and check it out.
Okay.
He's in Nevada.
He's in Nevada? Oh, Nevada.
Well, there you go. Dad can check
tell
it
your
out.
Dad. Say go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com and listen to my show.
Hey, Mr. New.
We'll have to take a picture of you. We'll put a picture of you up on the site so people can see you. Yeah. You can plug. Do you want to plug your own site while you're here?
Yeah, it's jchrisneuberg.com, the letter JCHRISNEWBERG.com.
Yeah.
We're opening up to a new international market, Chris. It's exciting.
Yes. You'll be in Australia soon.
Soon,
are you
guys.
Be in Australia ever?
I hope to.
Well, we have a lot of listeners.
Soon,
there.
Guys in Finland are going to be sending
Finland,
you
we get
email emails that you can't understand.
Finland. Yeah. We get lots of incomprehensible email from around the world. And continue to send those to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We appreciate it.
Farvel.
All right. So we're doing Laugh-A-Palooza. This is a big outdoor kind of comedy job. I'll be honest, it's the first time I've played in like an outdoor sort of thing. I did Gathering of the Juggalos, but that's not quite the same.
Yeah, well, what I can tell you is that you have to work on the time. You'll have to adjust the timing of your jokes.
Yeah.
Because there's no... It's just so big and cavernous.
Yeah.
Whereas your normal initial immediate reaction is there.
Yeah.
It's slower.
You're not going to hear that. You're not going to hear
it. It's slower because it's just so far away.
Right. Okay.
Just giving you the 411.
Okay.
Because when you come out there and you're like, you know, so she built me a clock radio, and it's initially like the
it's
title.
So not
is,
the joke, but thank you. That you're butchering maybe my best joke.
No, I'm just I'm just saying it's normally the tidal wave, the thunder of happy.
Yeah, that won't happen.
It's more of like a tsunami. Yeah, I just think Frampton comes alive.
Oh, okay.
Get a tumbleweed? What is it?
But bottled.
All right. Very good. Now, can I ask you this? This is one of the first things I wrote down.
Yeah.
Chris's music. Do you want to do a little number? Give people, for example, what they
get a taste.
They'll taste. Just something. Do a verse and a chorus of one of your tunes.
A verse, a chorus of one
something,
of your tunes.
Something you would do live in a club.
Oh, here's a new one off the new record.
Off the new record. Okay.
This song is called STDs Are a Bummer.
Okay.
No. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Joel's like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. CD. I'll just do a verse and a chorus of it.
Yeah, sure. I'd have to get laid to know about that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you have, obviously, a few times because you've sent people to London.
Right, that's true.
Okay.
That's true. Those girls were disease-free and proudly.
Okay, this song is called STDs Are a Bummer. The world is full of mystery, like where does a circle start? And why it burns and itches when I pee, and all I wanted was her heart. I've got an alien in my pants. I've got an alien in my pants. And it just won't phone home. It just won't phone home.
Wow. All right.
That's the first time I heard that one. That's a new one.
So you said it's new. It's off
new.
The new
wow.
record.
It's off the new record.
Yeah, and you'll hear that whole thing at Laugh-A-Palooza.
How many songs do you usually go through? Like, I mean, like...
When I play live?
Yeah.
I less and less every time I play. Right. It's usually like three or four. For like
you got like longer the, ones now.
Not really. I just... No. I mean, I kind of try to cut it down. I mean, sometimes I'll just go and work with the crowd.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's definitely...
That is your strength, I think, is...
You
got to see Chris live because he'll just any girl who even burps is in your line of sight.
He's
yeah.
on it.
I'm
he's on it because Chris yeah. sort of has. I guess we can talk. Chris has a bit of a reputation, I'd say, and it's
a
not
little.
A, and it's not a bad yeah. reputation to have, Chris. So please,
I'd like to hear about my reputation.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to it. Believe me, this yeah. we're not pulling any punches on this show. Corey, we tell it straight, don't we, Corey?
Yeah.
So
no,
Chris has
I mean,
a. Yeah, go ahead. You want to say, Corey? I mean, yeah.
Is it cool? Can I put my water there?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, you and Hef. You know, that's what I hear. You hang, you tell.
Chris, and certainly maybe not more recently, but for a while.
You go through more girls than yeah. the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader tryout
yeah,
line.
You would show up with a new girl pretty much every night. I would yeah. see you.
What's wrong with that?
Right? No, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's sort of.
I'm not married.
No,
I'm not married.
It's actually like a whole category of girls now. You're like, whenever you're at a comedy club and you're like, hey, who's that chick? Oh, that's a Newberg chick. You know?
Yeah, who's that chick over there? Oh, she's a Newberg. Okay,
right.
They're very attractive women. They're nice girls.
Okay,
I yeah. think you know, and they're cool and they're
but,
very friendly.
Do you have any secrets to tell anybody? I mean, sure. You play the
it's
guitar,
sort of,
and
it's like the Nick Bollettieri school of thought. You know, you throw enough tennis players against the wall, and once in a while, you get it yourself
yeah.
in Agassi.
Sure.
Okay.
I like that.
That's interesting. Yeah. But
you're not going to make an omelet unless you break a few eggs. You know what I'm saying?
I yeah. guess so. But now, does the guitar help? Can you? Are you like? Does it help that the girls have seen you do comedy, or does it not really matter ultimately?
I don't necessarily. I mean, I don't usually ask them that. I'm like, are we having sex now because you've seen me play guitar?
Do you meet them after they've seen you perform? Is that usually the move?
I really, you know, not really.
Okay.
Now you were in a band for a long time before you started doing stand up.
I've,
is it some carryover pussy from the music thing?
No,
is that how that works?
No, because we had a lesbian lead singer. All the girls who came to see us.
Oh, really?
They were
all into that.
Yep.
They weren't okay. into your drummer. I know that. I'm just kidding.
And yeah, Corey knows the drummer. Huh? Inside material here.
Brad.
I've had much more success as a comic than I did as a rhythm guitar
okay.
player.
Well, let's hear it for that.
Success as a comic.
Let's hear it because, you know, my theory is that, like, any no-talent three-chord bass player in any crap bar band gets more tail than, like, a famous comedian. You know, because it's a lousy, lousy business
I think if you're a famous comedian, I think you pull like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
you tell me that Pauly Shore back in the day didn't just...
That's true.
That's true, but there's also the television thing that you, when you have that and you can say, hey, I was on television.
I think if you go comic plus bad boy equals chicks.
Really?
Pauly Shore had absolutely no business ever being famous or pulling that much tail.
But he did.
Evidenced by his new show... Did they pull that already? No, they haven't
pulled it. And this is what I know, is the last one I think is coming on this week.
Yeah.
But they cut a trailer that he's not in.
Minding
for the
store.
Show. I'm not kidding. If you watch TNT, there's a, or it's TBS. There's a trailer for Minding the Store that just features like the comics doing stand up.
The wacky sidekicks.
And no, it's just like the people doing various comics that do guest spots.
Yeah,
doing
one
stand-up.
Of the comics is that one dude, the guy who was on Last Comic Standing with the hair. The guy was like, 1 year ago today, it was Monday.
Oh, I know the guy you're talking about. The guy looks like a caveman. What's his name?
Well, you know,
Jay London. Jay London.
You know, maybe there's something to that show, because I've been in the Comedy Store recently, and yeah, it's just like a bunch of open micers standing around waiting for a gig, and it doesn't seem like anything's going on there. It doesn't seem like it's hot.
Well, I don't know, but there's a show going on. Maybe that will make it a hotter spot.
Right.
But now that Pauly Shore's in it, I guess no one's watching.
All the action's up the street at the Laugh Factory.
Factory's a great place to play.
Yeah, seriously. Really. They're a couple blocks apart, and like all the action's at the Laugh Factory.
Really?
And the Improv on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to see some hot comedy in LA.
LA inside information. There you go. And if you want to see Pauly Shore's dicky ass, what a schnook that guy is. God damn it.
Oh, man. So you were talking about being in a band. Now, you're saying doing stand-up's way better than being in the band, you think?
Yeah, for several reasons. One, you don't have as much stuff to carry around.
That's true.
That's a good point.
I mean, you know, kind of carrying a guitar is a drag through the airport when you had to carry your suitcase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to go home because you forgot it today. There was a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was in the trunk. I really did.
That's all right.
But, I mean, I don't know. It's a lot better. I mean, I think, you know, being in a band, I don't think, I have a band that I play with now called The Rest, but it's just like it does not translate. No. Comedy music, full band with drummer and lead guitar player, just not,
right. No.
Not like it. I mean, maybe it does on record, on CD, when you can like mix the vocals and you can hear the funny, but like, not
now
live.
You pretty much just need like the one guy and a guitar.
You pretty much do.
I think it's more intimate. It's like less things distracting from the comedy that people can actually hear the jokes and sort of relate to them and
pretty much
get into your personality when there's not some guy behind you beating on it.
And at least you're not playing piano. Because look at like Zach Galifianakis has a freaking piano in his act.
Isn't he like
Victor
huge?
Borga?
I mean,
he's huge and fat, but I mean, but can you imagine? Where are you going
to
go?
Well, you don't have to carry
it. How many comedy clubs have a piano?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, how does he get that piano in wherever he's going?
Right, he does his Comedy Central special, and then
that's it.
What happens? Who's going to? Who's going
to? I mean, have you ever seen him tour? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
No, I've never seen him on the road anywhere.
No
I've never
way.
Seen him advertised, but you know, he's doing his thing.
He's been on TV. I can't knock the guy.
Yeah,
let's face it.
You can't. And,
so is Jesse Pop, though. So
all right. Wow. Now you bash guys. One knows.
No, I. You know what? Actually,
we got an email because one guy knew Canope when you were bashing on Canope the other day, and it was like, no, I go, nobody knows Canope, and then I got emails like, I know Canope. So
that was the most. I thought Canope was the most inside reference.
Yeah,
ever
apparently not. Apparently, he's more famous than you.
Was it Mike Canope?
Mark. There's an insult right there.
He's a nice
Well,
guy.
Joel mentioned Mark's CD, and I said the only way he could get it is if you were unfortunate enough to be at one of his gigs.
Oh, we're just doing it. We're repeating the bad.
I am. I'm not done with
man.
You.
Oh, man.
No, Jesse. Actually, I only make fun of Jesse's not his comedy appearance. He was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he busted out at about $1,000.
He busted out at 32 grand.
Did he really? How
I think.
No, he didn't even make the 32.
And he busted out before 32.
Yeah.
Grand, either at or before.
How did he get on that?
He did an audition. It was a couple. It was right when it was huge, like the summer.
Yeah, he was on
huge.
With Regis, not Meredith freaking Vieira.
The summer it was huge, like 2002. I think it might have been 2001, 2002. He was on, and like you know, he went to an audition. I guess the audition was all old guys, according to what he told me. And so he was like a smart young guy, so they put him on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he went on with Regis, and he told everybody he was a stand-up comic. But
Jesse, you're a great guy, but that was weak as
and
hell.
And then he bombed out. There was a fashion question he bombed out.
Oh, well.
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
You want to call by its name, that's strictly for fags.
That's true.
The fashion question? Yeah, it was for fags. But
I'm sure that the audition was a lot easier than the actual show.
It might have been, yeah. He sort of bombed out. But he was on. I mean, that's a huge show.
You know, that's still a good show to get on because it's on daily, and they are still giving away money, last
time
I checked.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure.
With
I'm
Meredith
sure.
Vieira.
I'm sure stay-at-home moms and housewives are huge fans of stand-up comedy.
Well, I don't care. I want to win the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares about the exposure?
But he was on when it was big. It was big time. It was off the hook. So.
And you blew it.
You blew it, Jesse. So let's get back to Broads. Can we, Newberg?
Yeah,
can we
all
get
right,
back to
okay.
that? Because that's what our audience really cares about.
All right.
Now, who are you with now? Because I remember I was telling you. I asked this question because I saw you. I think it was. I told you this story, Corey, off the air months ago. About remember the ring card girl that we were hanging out with? You know the girl I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Danielle.
Oh, she's a ring card girl?
Well, that's, I thought, how she met you.
See, you don't even know. That's how many broads you deal.
Because I know.
I can tell you where I met Danielle. She's a nice girl.
She is a nice girl. But she was also, and I was telling Corey, because we were hanging out, we all went out to have some food after the comedy show, right? It was me, you. He fucking doesn't even. He doesn't even.
That cell phone
doesn't like, even friggin' remember.
It was that, at Como's. I remember.
Yeah, okay.
That right. Cell phone's like a modeling agency directory. Look at that. God damn.
Like John Cassavetes' black book.
Chris, you just asked for headshots now. You don't even get like phone numbers. You're just like, give me your headshots.
So anyway, so we're out and this girl and we're hanging out and this girl's like real hot and stuff and she tells me she's like, she was a ring card girl.
Right.
And then she met you after the ring card girl at the strip club. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that was actually awkward. I was at...
Oh, that must have been so horrible.
No, I was...
Cramping your style at the strip club.
No, we were at Players, and it was me and Wilson, and Wilson and I usually go out because he drives.
Yeah.
I don't because I don't want to get pulled over.
Wait a second. You let Jeff Wilson drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't drink that much when he drives.
Oh, okay.
When he's not driving, I'm sure he drinks.
I mean, he doesn't drink that much when he's in the car, is what you're saying.
You know what?
Not when he's actually driving, he doesn't drink that much.
You know what? Honestly, God, he's like really into cigars and doesn't drink as much anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seriously.
So you're with Wilson.
So we're hanging out, and then some girl.
So it's an oral fixation.
So whatever. So some girl comes over and taps me on the shoulder. She's like, you're a comic, and I said, yep. And she said, she goes, you play guitar? And I said, yeah.
No.
And I said, that's right. And then she said,
and then right to the bedroom.
Pretty much.
Okay, all right.
No,
well,
I'm
I
kidding.
Mean,
you know what? I've never actually, like, hooked up with her.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, what's interesting about this story, and I only even mentioned it to Corey, because we were sitting there eating, and then she was like, I thought she was kind of hitting on me. And I'm not saying that to, like, put you down.
She might have been.
Excuse me for a second.
It's like, no, wait a minute. Hold on. I have the picture. You've seen the picture I had? It was
okay,
my...
Yeah. No, I saw that.
You saw the picture,
sure.
Right? Did you
I
know the picture
that.
I'm talking
sure.
about when she was kissing
sure.
me? And I got her number and stuff, and I never called her because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to
call her.
I didn't step. Well, I have a girlfriend now. This is when I was single.
This is an example.
And you've met
this,
my girlfriend.
This is what you'll hear when you call Danielle.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, here we go.
Call Danielle.
Let's hear this now.
Is that going to call Danielle? Yeah, you can call her. Put
give out her number.
Microphone.
Go ahead.
No, turn
this is what you'll hear every time.
All right, go ahead. You got to put the earpiece up to the phone. Where the ear goes, dude. There you go. Okay, people are turning it up.
Ah.
So she didn't pay her bill or something, basically. Okay, well, then that's
why she needs a sugar daddy.
But then I only saw her with you just last week after months of not seeing her. That's why I was...
Yeah, I don't even know how to get a hold of her anymore.
Okay, well, I'm sure... I'll hang around Players and she'll come...
Yeah.
She'll come talk to me.
She's a sweet girl. She's a really good girl.
Okay, I was just wanting... You know, I mean...
You know, look, Joel, this is an example.
Well, that's why I asked. That's how you learn, by asking you.
See?
Dumbass.
Thank you. I know. Why? That's why I asked. Well, I have a girlfriend now. Speaking of my girlfriend was out at the club the other night with me and you, and apparently you're after one of her friends. Am I right about that? Is that true? Any truth to that? Do you want to confirm that while you're on record? Remember, this is being recorded.
I don't necessarily know. I don't necessarily know if I would say after.
It's amazing what happens when you turn the mics on.
Yeah. Her friend's very cute.
Yeah, her friend is cute.
Out of respect for you and your girlfriend.
No, you can go on. No, it's all good. You got the green light.
Which friend is this?
Her friend Katie. I don't know if you've met Katie. I don't think you have. But
she's a cute girl.
Yeah, so he's after my... It's all right, man.
After would consist of calling and trying to take out. I've seen her at our shows. I thought she was...
Yeah, she has been to... She's seen you a couple times now because she's seen me.
Right.
And I think she might have even seen you before.
Is she coming on the 21st?
I think she may be. So you can... Yeah, folks, if you come to Laugh-A-Palooza at Meadowbrook on the 21st, you'll see Chris hitting on my girlfriend's friend and see us do comedy.
I'm going to be working the door, taking resumes and headshots.
Yeah, Corey
bios.
Will be...
I'll be
see,
screening
Chris will
for
be,
you guys.
Chris will be with a laser pointer pointing at the girls. Corey will go put an all-access backstage pass on her tit, and then they'll be backstage at Meadowbrook at Chris.
I call it the gauntlet, okay, because I'm like the roadie. You're going to have to get through me to get to Chris, all
right? Right, no problem.
Going to be handy in there for somebody.
Oh,
for sure.
Man.
No, it's a good gig. That's really cool.
Yeah,
how many guys are on that show?
There's like 9 guys. I'm the host of the whole show, so I'm kind of...
Wow.
I got to do a lot of time that night. I'm going to be up and down on stage and...
It's true.
August 21st, Laugh-A-Palooza, Meadowbrook.
Laugh-A-Palooza, yeah.
Now, you've been to London. How was that for you over there?
Yeah, you did comedy in London. We can talk about that.
I liked it. It was cool. I mean, there was a... I got mugged in London. That sucked.
Did you
really?
Got mugged?
Last time you were for that show, you got mugged?
I went there 2 weekends in a row. I have a very good friend, Diana, who lives there. I'm assuming, unless she blew up in the tunnel, but I doubt it, because her mom would have called.
Wow, hey!
Oh, hey!
It's dark even for us, but yeah.
What are you talking about? Thanks. I went over there for Christmas to hang out with her 2 years ago, or like last year, whenever it was. And we were walking through Soho at like 12:45, 1:45 in the morning on the way home. This dude comes up to me and he's like, "Hey man, you got a light?" And I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, are you from the States? And I'm like, yep. And then it's like, I didn't realize. I mean, we were both pretty tanked. And we're walking. She's on the cell phone. She's got a big purse, which will come into play later in the story. And then she's like, he's like, oh, he's like, I'm from Jersey. And my friend Diana's like, you're not from fucking Jersey. Because he had like a super accent. Right then and there, the guy goes, what? He goes, you disrespect me? What'd you say to me? Which is, you know, the preface to you're about to get into a fight. You know? So I'm like, I didn't say anything. And then I see like all these dudes circling us.
Getting cheeky, are you?
Yeah, pretty much. So this guy full on punched me in the face.
Wow.
Like full straight on. But he like.
Had he seen your comedy?
No.
I'm just, okay.
Wow. All right,
go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
How come I don't have a sound effects button?
Shut up.
Right.
Yep. Jesus Christ, man. What the hell is wrong with you? Please, just shut up.
Sorry.
Is that Paul Giamatti or whatever?
Yeah, that's sideways.
Okay, so, but he missed.
Did he mug you with a cricket bat? I was going to say, like, because they don't have guns over there. The guy's like,
nobody
right,
had a knife.
Give me a wallet then, please. He was right, love.
Tall, skinny guy with bad teeth. That's how you describe him.
So he just, like, full-on punched me, but he missed. Like, he, like, timed it wrong. And he literally, like, full-extended missed about, like, a quarter inch of my face. So I did what anybody else would do. I fucking ran.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm running, and I hear somebody behind me, and I'm assuming it's her, right? No, no. She's back there swinging the purse. You son of a bitch, you fucker. And she's going at it. And I'm like, oh, man.
You're looking for a Bobby.
Yeah.
You're
running around. So I turn around, and the police come. They scatter. Nothing happens. But this, it was pretty, I was shaken up.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm not really scared of European. Like, if there's a large group of soccer hooligans and you know, they're pissed off because Arsenal just lost or something, I'm going to go across the street.
But you're not going to run from a Frenchman or
but
anything
like
that.
Yeah. You know, the thing, England and Europe and shit, I remember, like, a big group of Albanian guys looking tough, cruising, like, playing hip-hop in their Passat. You know what I mean? It's like... Yeah, it's still Europe. It's still
Europe's
a little fey.
Really, they've been conquered enough times where you really don't really take those people seriously.
So I reckon I'm going to have to start a Donnybrook with you. Quiet.
Nice use of reckon.
Can I do this? We should take a break. Maybe we won't even take a break.
Euros today. And hillbillies use reckon.
Now, you were over in London. Now, this is a big, and I'm going to defend you on this one. This is a big controversy I heard about recently. You were on London, and apparently there's a guy, and I won't even mention his name if you don't want. There's a guy that that is in sort of the local comedy scene that none of us like, who I guess was accusing you of using his joke, and it became like a big thing. Any truth to that? You want to mention that while we're on the show here?
These things come on happen.
You can mention his name if you want. I'll let you.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay, fuck him.
Who is it?
The little fucking troll that we've talked about on the show before.
Who?
We hate his guts.
You know, I'm in the dark on this one, too.
What are you talking about? What joke?
Because when you say the little troll,
I don't even know.
That could be half the guys in stand-up.
There's this guy that we know that was like your buddy, and now he doesn't like you.
Apparently,
he's going around saying that you were doing it. You did a joke on that Comedy Central special you did from London, and it was like his joke.
What was the joke?
I don't know. I don't know what the joke was.
His name rhymes with farty.
He's just a fucking dick.
No, exactly. And we've bagged on him on the show before. Because I told the story about how I almost beat his ass one time. So, I mean.
Listen, Marty's got his own fucking problems. He has nothing. It has nothing to do with me. You know? I mean, if he.
It starts with his act.
Listen, here's what I'll say about Marty. I'll say it on the record, off the record. I don't care. Number one, he co-wrote a joke of mine, a punchline of mine.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I've written a couple of punchlines for him when we were friends, and you do that because that's what you guys do as friends. We totally helped out each other with jokes. We just did.
Yeah.
I've never stolen one of his fucking jokes.
No, okay. That's fine. And that's exactly what I expected you to say. And that sounds right to me. But, you know, he's just, you know.
It's inevitable in this business when someone has some success that other people are going to get
Everyone's
jealous.
Like, yeah. Because you'll do that for a guy at a club. You'll go, you should do this. And then when the guy does it and goes somewhere with it and does it on television, you want to take credit, and you really can't.
And then you become successful, and they turn bitter and angry against you. And I would just want to say, Mr. Newberg, that you're a genius, and I hope that your career blossoms. And,
Bend over, Chris. Yeah. Here it comes.
Wow, yeah.
Here it comes.
And, that's my strategy is to just suck ass in case you do make some money.
And I only asked you that question because a guy was like, you won't ask him about this. And I go, fuck yeah, I will.
Who won't? What, another?
Don't worry. Just another comic. Don't worry about it.
Listen.
I know.
You're
See,
just
now
starting
it's
heat for no good.
Now it's getting uncomfortable.
Do you think I'm unaware? No, it's not uncomfortable.
No, not at all. Not
but,
at all.
But do you think I'm unaware of the fact that there are comics who are jealous of me because I've been on TV and they haven't?
I know there are.
I can't fucking help that. And everyone's like, every fucking person in the world's always like, the only reason that you're on TV is because of Ridley.
Oh, okay. Mark Ridley, the comedy club in Priscilla. Rosario is Chris's manager.
Just right. And everyone says that, and that's okay. Bullshit. He doesn't get up on stage and fucking tell the
jokes.
I
understand that, dude.
And, you know, and as far as Marty goes, Marty's a big drinker. It's not a surprise to anyone. Just read his website for 4 sentences.
Don't read his website. Trust me, I've read it.
And you read it, and it's just like, the joke that he's making reference to is, he had a joke about, have you ever had that, like, we both have drinking perspectives in our...
Sure.
Okay, and that was it. It was a similar thing like that. But, like, if I stole a joke from his, if he tells me what it is, I'll never use it again. Because, unlike him, I have more than 5 minutes of fucking material.
Okay.
Ouch.
I'm just
kidding. Yeah, no, that's good. Bring the heat, brother. Bring the heat.
I know you dropped the haiku from your act.
Yeah, I no longer do that.
Yeah.
Marty's a real bitter little punk kid who runs his mouth. He was talking shit about me the other night. People told me. And, you know, if you listen to our bachelor party show, I don't even know. I think it was Backstage at the Castle, maybe. And he talked shit about me. We bagged on him on the show. Remember that, Corey? And he confronted us.
Yes.
We did the bachelor party show. If you guys remember that, go in the archives at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Look up the shows and the category thing on the right side.
I think he's a fucking coward.
And then we made fun of him because he was like picking fights and he was going to get his ass kicked. And then he heard the show, I guess. He comes up to me and Corey. We're sitting there teaching a comedy class. He comes up to us. You guys got something to say about me? And we're like, yeah, you're a dick. Yeah. And then he comes back and goes, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to piss you off. I was, you know, and he was like a little.
I'll say my final piece on Marty, then I won't mention his name again.
Okay.
Here's the whole breakdown. Marty and I were really good buddies.
Yeah.
He worked for me. My business slowed down. He worked 3 hours a day. Yeah. Couldn't afford him. So I fired him.
There you go.
Then, in addition to that, he got real pissed. Uh-huh. And ever since then, I've been a motherfucker. I've been the worst guy on the planet. I've been a jerk. I've apologized to him like 100 times. And I wrote him this really long apologetic Reddit letter saying, like, listen, dude, you know, it's a bummer. We're not friends anymore. And, it, you know, he never responded, whatever. And that was about a year ago. And then, like, 2-3 like months later, he sees one of my assistants at work. He's like, oh, is that asshole going to be here?
Ah.
And then he starts talking shit about me, like, in court. And so I'm like, you know what, dude? Fuck you. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I have kind of a bad reputation in comedy for stating my opinions on people.
Right.
But, you know, the one thing I don't do is go get lit up, get drunk, fall over, make a complete ass of myself at every opportunity. And so that's what I'm saying.
And that's what
kids,
he does.
Kids, don't do that.
And Marty, if you listen to this, and he should listen to this because maybe he'll understand how people feel about him.
Get a podcast and talk trash directly to people.
But Chris talks about how people are jealous that, like, he's on television doing comedy and doing all these shows. People are jealous of this stupid show we do.
I know.
I mean, you hear people talk about, oh, they got this show now, and they think they're hot stuff. It's like, we put a show together in my bedroom that, like, literally just,
you mean,
like,
the Palatial Studio?
Oh, the Palatial Studio, I'm sorry. And literally, like, now that it's kind of gotten popular, it's one of the most popular shows of its type in the country, people get, like, jealous of us, and we're like, well, we did it, you know? I mean, we literally put it on, nobody knew about it, and now that it sort of became this thing, even though you're looking at me like, you don't know what the hell it is.
No, I'm not.
But it's the same sort of thing, so I can relate more with what you're saying.
Dude, comics are fucked up people. I mean, all of us are. We're disturbed, you know, and it's just like we look at things differently than everybody else's does, and we take our angles on them.
I drank a pint of my own urine this morning. That's just how crazy.
Wow.
Because I'm just messed up in the head. I'm crazy.
And I'm jealous that you did.
Exactly. You're like, I wish I could drink my own. I should have thought of that.
And this is bullshit.
You're jealous that you didn't drink his urine or your own?
A little of both.
You know?
I'm kind of jealous that I didn't think of it, and now that he's throwing it in my face.
We could mix up a cocktail. Right?
Well, you know, Chris, a lot of times guys will bitch and be like, oh, yeah, he's just a guitar act. He's just a bit. And I'm like, how many other guitar acts do you see around? You know, like, sure.
Right.
You do use your guitar, but you're using it less and less.
But Martin, the guitar acts were, like, really big in the 70s with, like, Martin Mull and Steve Martin, these guys. And so you don't really see it that much. You know what I mean? You can't sit there and go,
but Steve Martin ended up doing okay, and he was totally a guitar act when he started.
I know, exactly. No, that's what I mean.
He was a banjo.
And he was brilliant.
But
you were in a band for 10 years, for Christ's sake. So I guess that's like kind of natural transition.
Listen, if I could actually play the guitar with my stubby, fat Dago fingers, I would
be
doing
out
on stage, and I don't. So that's why I can't do it. But I can, you know, make fun of the size of my penis and
now,
put other people down. I do that very well.
I understand the purist's argument that, you know, you're just supposed to go up and just do your material straight. But, you know, hey, you got to have an angle. You got to have a gimmick.
Yeah.
And, chill, stop being black. That's what I mean.
Right.
You know what? No unfair advantages.
You know, I think in all honesty, I think locally here in this area, everywhere, Bart's, like, Ridley's, Joey's, and Livonia. There's a lot of great comics.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been all over the place. You guys have. It's just like you see other comics in New York and Chicago and L.A. And you see the hacks you guys are playing with on the road.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of really good comics.
Yeah, there are a lot of good comics.
And they all and they all try, and they're all here every week, and they all keep going to open mic night. They all keep writing. They all try to get better.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I'm like... That's what
this
it's all
is
about.
A comparatively good
yeah.
scene.
Come to Detroit and check out the comedy scene, like Club Bart or the Comedy Castle, yeah, and you'll see some good stuff. You'll see Chris, you'll see me, you'll see Corey once in a while.
Yeah,
and there you go. And come to Laugh-A-Palooza. You can see all this August 21st, Laugh-A-Palooza at Meadowbrook Music Festival. Now, Chris, I think we're going to take a break, but before we let you go,
okay,
you told me yesterday that you had a theme song.
I'm going to record it.
For the Corey and Joel radio show. Am I right about that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you want to give us a little taste of it now? We're doing it live?
I can give you a little of the music.
All right. This is the...
Okay.
This is the theme song.
I'm not going to sing it to you until it's
done.
All
right. Oh, you're going to record it.
I felt a little Welcome Back, Kotter kind of feel.
No,
to
welcome
I like it.
Back. Think Sesame Street.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're not going to sing it here on this? We're going to have to wait for that?
Nope, you're going to have to wait for
all
it.
All right, we're going to wait for
it's gonna
it.
It's
going
to have to be on the Martin Butler rebuttal show.
When we have Marty in here?
Yeah, he'll be here this week.
The new song will debut in 2023.
Oh, I didn't say we're going to take a break, and Marty's actually here. We're going to bring him in.
Oh, great.
And,
thanks, Marty.
Chris, is there any other songs you want to do before
you want to do a song before we go? We got to take a break.
Give us another one.
All right. Hey, give us another one.
Because you got a lot of good stuff.
This is the song that I play. You guys want to know the secret of me getting chicks?
Yeah, okay.
All right, this is it. This is what I say to them all the time.
I think it's a pheromone that you've had produced.
No, yeah, actually.
It's
this
his own urine.
I just walk right up to him and I'm like...
Roofies? Is that what
no,
it is?
No, no. And I'm sure you've heard this, but I walk right up to him and I'm like, you need new shoes. I want a blowjob. Let's work it out.
Okay.
That's there you go.
I was going to write that song, and he fucking beat me to it, man. It's unbelievable.
It's actually Marty wrote it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he writes everything. I totally didn't want to come out here and say anything bad about him. I swear.
Well, you know what, dude? I just thought we'd clear the air a little bit and we'd be on record because the Corey and Joel radio show has been anti-Marty Butler since he became an asshole at the bachelor party a couple months ago.
Well, listen, again, my final comment. I don't know the guy. I haven't talked to him in 2 fucking years. I don't know anything about
him.
I used to know him. We used to be friends. We're not friends anymore.
Sure.
Best of luck to him. Right. And yeah, he wrote all of my jokes.
No, he didn't.
I know.
And anyway, Chris Newbert.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Chris Newbert.
Yeah.
A round of applause for Chris.
Yeah, that's right.
Chris, thanks for coming on.
Hey,
and Chris, you were gonna. We'll see more of you in the future.
We'll see more of you.
Yeah,
you come back some other time.
And I'm gonna record. Time? Yeah, record the song.
Right,
for
and
guys.
Then maybe you come in and you'll play.
I'll
it
present
for
it to you. I'll bring a couple of hot ring bearing girls.
An emerging star in the comedy universe.
Bring your bitches in.
We'll bring your bitches in.
And Laugh-A-Palooza August 21st with J. Chris Newberg and myself, Joel Fragamenti.
And look forward to the new J. Chris record, LL Cool J. Chris.
Oh,
that will be out.
LL Cool J. Chris.
You had what was it? Chris Alive was.
Chris Alive, Sucker for a Pretty Face, Chris Alive 2, and now it's LL Cool J.
This
Chris.
He got a chick dressed up like Ace Frehley on the cover of that. That was hot.
It was pretty wonderful.
Yeah. So go to jchrisnewberg.com, look up Chris. Chris, thanks for coming on.
Yep, thanks for having me, guys.
And,
thanks for bashing other comics after
anybody.
Joel led you into it.
Hey,
you
man,
walked
I
me into the bashing
honest,
Marty.
Brother. I wanted
you
to
walked
be honest,
me into
brother.
It.
We love you.
I love
Marty. But Chris, we love you. Corey, let's play a little music, take us into a break.
He's a total player, that's all.
We
got to love him. Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Right.
So we'll have more show for you right after this. Corey, play some more Magic Numbers.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you on the other side of this break with more show. Corey and Joel Radio Show 27.
Darling, what you gonna say? the one to change you, baby. I wanna learn how to lie if I'm to know, 'cause I wanna go.
Magic numbers there with Forever Lost. Corey and Joel Radio Show number 27 back with you.
I heard that 3 is the magic number.
3 might be the magic number, but there's 4 in that group.
But we're back to 2 now because Chris left.
Chris was the magic number, but yeah. J. Chris Newberg left. Go check out his website, jchrisnewberg.com. Funny stuff from Chris.
Yeah.
He was honest. He talked about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guest. So I'll have Chris back on sometime.
Sure.
Yeah, the guitar sounded good. Didn't the guitar sound good?
I thought so, yeah.
You didn't really have good headphones on because you gave them to him, but yeah, right. The guitar sounded really good going into the board. So
I'm so cheap. We got to buy some more headphones.
We pulled it off, man.
We always the guests got to listen to like crap.
Yeah,
so
we got to
Chris the good headphones.
We got to tune that up a little bit. But show 27, thanks for listening. And don't forget about the mailing list. We plugged that earlier in the show. Go to the CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Mm-hmm. And sign up for the mailing list. You'll see a little blog entry there. And when you get on the mailing list, you'll get bonus features. Those of you who've already received the mailing list, because we're going to announce the shows on the mailing list. So you'll get a link to download the show. You'll get all the shows announced to you. You'll know right away when a new one's posted. And then you'll get little bonus features. And you get all the pictures from Gathering of the Juggalos 2005, all the naked girls. Crazy, wild stuff.
Whoa, wacky.
Girls with lollipops and whipped cream and licking each other and... girls with beer bongs in places we can't mention, and the girl with the world's nicest ass, and a lot of really cool stuff.
They're good shots, folks.
They're really good shots.
I've seen them.
Sign up for the mailing list.
As much as I poo-poo the Gathering and the Juggalo, it's hard to poo-poo. Well, there is some poo-poo
there
in those shots.
There's no poo-poo in those shots. Okay.
They're but, very close to poo-poo.
Go to the, and you'll also get links to vote for us. We'll send you a link to vote for us on Podcast Alley. So can you please do that, people? People?
Dear God, both.
it's so lame to go, because that Podcast Alley site is slow and it's hard to go to, but
it's an awful
it really
site.
Does help our visibility in the podcast community. We have a lot of listeners and we thank you, but
I have a theory.
Show support.
I think that we have a lot of black listeners.
Okay.
Because black people don't vote.
Duh.
And so that's why I'm pretty sure we have a lot of...
Oh.
Do I have to...
Yeah, that's Queensryche. That's been a few shows since we've done Queensryche, but... oh, look, you're cranking up the Queensryche, too.
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, it's fine. No, I can hear it.
Turn me up.
Are you not? You're not even... Hold on a second.
Oh, I'm not even...
Turn it off. You're plugged in the wrong port here. There you go. This will help you out. Watch this. Bada-boom. There you go.
Oh, that's... You know what?
That's much better. See, you were in the wrong port.
I was in the wrong port.
You had it in the wrong hole. It happens sometimes. Well, sometimes you have plugged into the wrong hole. And when
sometimes, you
have it, it's different. Sometimes it's better. This case now.
God, that...
So, yeah.
What a rethought I... What's we had the... I was on the guest headphones.
Yeah, we have the guest, which are just these horrible in-ear sort of Sony Walkman headphones.
I'll go...
You're actually going to go, but just go to... You don't have to buy $50 Sennheisers for people. Just buy a little $10 set of Sony headphones.
I believe in the quality of the show.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to be listening to a mono feed anyway of the show. They're not going to get the stereo like we do. Because I run the board, so I have to have the good sound quality.
Actually, I went into Best Buy the other day, and I was this close to buying Madden.
Yeah.
And I looked at it on PlayStation, which I have.
Yeah.
You have Xbox, and you have all the systems, but... I didn't see it on Xbox. On PlayStation, it looks like garbage.
You know what? They say that it's not even good. They added, you have to put the quarterback's eyes, have to face the receiver.
Now you get
and it makes it hard to pass. And...
Well, now you get this thing where, the quarterback only looks at the one target, and so there's, a sliver that leads the quarterback to the target. So
it's his field of vision.
And if you change targets, you can move the thing.
Right.
But then if you got to turn that off, because if you do that, then the other guy's going to see
where you're passing.
The ball anyway.
And, it's stupid, and the game's gotten eights and stuff. And
it's a piece of garbage.
Well,
and you know what happened? Look, all you Republican schnooks out there, let's talk trash. There's a reason there are antitrust laws in America.
Well,
there's a reason why competition works. I am a capitalist. Right. I believe in democracy, but it's got to have guidance. And if you only have one thing, if you only have Madden,
right.
There's no incentive for Madden to not suck.
I completely agree with you, but it's not the fault of the Republicans as much as you hate them.
No, but
it's the fault of the NFL and their licensing agreement.
But
that they got EA is throwing all their money around and they're saying we want to have the exclusive NFL license.
Yes.
And the NFL went along with it, even though it results now in the NFL having a crappier game than what they would have had if they would have let them make the 2K game this year.
Absolutely.
Which was awesome, and it was $20 last year and it was fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
but
all I'm saying,
they won't let them do that, and that's the NFL.
Traditionally, conservatives are the ones who are like lax on you know antitrust, and they're they're all about these media mergers. And you know what happens? Gannett buys every newspaper in the world, and then you get crap.
Sold the news,
and I got to read Marmaduke.
Well, it all comes back to
they sold the news and bought the Free Press.
They sold the news and bought the Free Press, and somebody else bought the Detroit News.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want those columns.
I know. But ultimately, you know what? There's so much money in video games now. If they really thought there was antitrust suits, they'd be coming. And maybe they will come, and maybe that'll break
I can't see how there can't be. That exclusive NFL license when there were, six different NFL games before this?
There were three or four, yeah.
So, I mean, there was NFL, there was ESPN.
Yeah.
There was Madden, there was 2K. I don't know.
But ESPN bought...
EA 989
had like NFL 2005,
and those games all sucked. But
right,
still two is better than one.
Right, yeah. Anything is better than having one. Having more choice is good. So
I just can't say.
You didn't buy the game, and who cares?
But you know what? That does not stop the brothers.
Brothers love their Madden.
Don't even. Seriously, Madden looks like crap. If you're a gamer right now, the textures are horrible. Right? There's like breakdown. There's like bitch.
I believe it.
There's like bit mapping going on. It's like terrible. And like
the
textures are all blocky and terrible. Right. And like the game plays all right.
And
but
brothers don't play it on Xbox. Brothers got the PS2.
Seriously, in this generation of technology, and the next one's coming out soon.
Sure.
Should you see any sort of bit maps, like any sort of breakdowns on the side pixels? I'm sorry.
I'm not getting all up in arms about this, although I agree with you. I'm just less angry about it than you are.
I understand.
Because I'm like, I just won't play Madden, and I'll play some other game. I'm playing Halo 2 and
GTA
San Andreas.
We've seen the capacity, even on the PlayStation 2. You know, you can open architecture. You can see what they did with God of War. There's no quality. You should really be able to run a filter.
Do you have the difference between a nerd and a dork on there? Do you have that on there? Geek and a nerd or whatever?
A nerd is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology. But a geek is someone whose life is focused on computers and technology and likes it that way.
Goddamn excuse for the number one video game in the world in a multi-billion dollar industry, right? Madden, like the biggest selling game, to look like crap. And the only reason it is because they have an exclusive. There's no competition. There's no incentive for them to be better. They're like, oh, you want to play NFL games? You got to play this piece of garbage.
Okay. Wow. Corey, shot out of a cannon about Madden this year. I love it.
I was just really good about it. I was getting good at 2K5, and now that game's gone.
You can't do it anymore, right?
Now I got to go and put a roster of the new Lions on me.
Wow. Do you want to talk about that news article before? We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. This is funny because...
Long time ago, we were going to... there's a abandoned topic theater here on Corangel Radio.
We used to do show prep, and one of the things we talked about a month or two ago was...
Yeah. In the early days of the show, Joel and I would always be like, well, what bits are we going to do? What are we going to...
No, but we would always strike, let's talk about something in the news, and then we realized that's kind of lame. So for the last 10 minutes of the show, here's something. Anyway,
here's something kind of lame. But this is something we
yeah, we actually talked about this, and now it sort of came true.
I think
so.
We teased talking about it once, and we never got to
it. Let people know what's
There's a show, Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever seen this on ABC.
Yeah.
My dad loves this show. and damn it, he sucked me into it a couple times. I've watched the thing. What they do on this show is it's a spinoff of Extreme Makeover, the one where they do liposuction on This one, it's almost always, it's like a family in trouble.
Yeah.
And 75% of the time, it's like black people.
Well, okay, I've seen it's mixed. It's basically people who need a new house, their house sucks,
right.
They tear down their house. They build them a new one in like a week. But then it's real rah-rah. It's almost like Queen for a Day.
And it's usually like this. Like, there was one where this this woman with cancer adopted girls with AIDS. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was like, you know, it's like this real tearjerker show. Right. And they build these people a new house. And like, there was one where this girl was like dying of some weird immune deficiency disease. And like, to recover, she had to have a house with no mold. It was like, you know, sealed. Sure. And, God, she looked like a beached whale, that kid. It was just this sad thing, and, like, you know. And then, like, all her high school friends are showing up, like, yay, we love you. And then, you know, some of those girls were like, ew, looks like Jabba the Hutt.
But,
So anyway, they come, they build a new house for these people, and, like, they get excited.
Sure. And the money, well, the money shot, you said they just get excited. The reason the people love the show, because I think I was watching Oprah. They had one of the families on. I'm not really a big Oprah guy because I have a penis. But
there's no such thing as a big Oprah
guy. I'm a straight man, yeah, and I don't like Oprah. But anyway, Oprah was, and the big reveal is like when they have, actually might have been The View, but anyway, which is, like, that's any better. But
I'm sorry,
Oprah was,
I'm sorry, what show were you watching?
I would have been watching Oprah or The View. It could have been...
That's fag
I know.
Stuff.
God, how did I know that
you
was coming?
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
And I was watching Oprah or The View, and they had a family on. And the money shot is they have this, like, van that they use for the, I don't know, the crew where the family lives in there while they're building the house. They pull them, they move the van, and the family gets to see the house for the first time. And one of the reasons, you said it's like three-quarters black people, because when black people see this house... they go crazy. It's like those old like movies from the 20s when the black guy sees the ghost and their eyes like bug out of their mind and they're like
Steppenfest.
Oh my lordy, I cannot believe you done built me a house like. And I hate to sound racist, but literally,
oh look at that, a full car garage.
They literally do that. It's actually racist that they use black people more
you
so
think?
Than even me talking about it. But they do this and
they use African American people because you're absolutely right because they're gonna go. Oh no, no! Dad, we got a jacuzzi.
Oh no, you!
Oh hell no! My room looks like NASA. You know, I mean,
yeah, like the one I saw with black people, they was like a kid. They built like a basketball court in his bedroom,
right?
And it was like the kid was like, "Oh dang,
see,
oh, you know."
They will have poor white trash on there, but they're not as vocal. Right. They'll be like, well, golly, that sure is a heck of a sight. Meanwhile, the brother's like, oh, no, wait, no, whoop, there it is. Yeah, yeah, they're doing the freaking...
they're dancing, they're jumping up and down.
They're doing the running man.
They're fainting, they're
you know, oh, lordy, woo, give me some water.
Black people, they're always fanning themselves and doing that. So. But anyway, so something happened with one of them. Read the article for people.
Yeah, so tragedy strikes the...
so one of these families that they built the house for, something happened. Corey has this from Yahoo.
Five orphans from Home Makeover Show sue. Five orphan siblings who moved into a new dream home on the hit ABC television show Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I don't know about hit.
I think it's a big show. It's Sunday night.
It's
not much on.
Are suing the network, the company that built the house, and the couple who took them in after their parents died.
That's great.
And I saw this particular episode.
Did you?
And what happened on the show was that like this family, their parents both died like really close to each other.
Yeah.
And so the neighbors took them in.
Yeah.
And it was this big heartbreaking, you know, it was a big tearjerker thing where the guy was like, you know, taking in the children. And he was like, I'm going to look after these kids and make sure they have a better life. And so it was like, yeah, the children range in age from 15 to 22. They claim that after the Extreme Makeover built a new 9-bedroom mansion for them to live in with Phil and Loki Liamidi.
Oh.
And that one dude's like Polynesian. He's the guy who took them in.
Yeah.
He's a little bit chunky.
Polynesian. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the nigga gonna do? He's Samoan.
Yeah, he's Samoan. What's the nigga gonna do?
So he's like a Samoan dude, like Samoan, and his wife was like an Inuit or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Her name's Loki.
Okay, and they took the kids in.
They engaged in an orchestrated campaign to drive them away by insulting them and treating them poorly. All right, you ingrate little shit heels.
Well, but did you see that? I mean, that would be the ultimate dick move if the parents are like, yeah, here's this great house for you kids, and now they like...
yeah.
Do you think the parents just wanted to live in that big house by themselves?
No, I think that the parents put rules on these kids. Like, if you saw the show, it was like...
oh, really?
You know what I mean? It was these three, like, okay, first of all, the kid's like, the one's 22.
Oh, okay.
Get your ass out of there.
Oh, well, I know, but if you have a 9-bedroom mansion...
exactly.
You know,
and it was like, they gave him a mansion, and they gave him all, like, new Aztecs and crap, and like... you know, they all had, like, new cars and rides, and they were all...
but
they apparently thought they were, like, Bobby Brown's family all of a sudden. You know, these kids were like,
we gotta
looky!
We got to pull some clips of that shit.
Yeah,
Jesus, that's a mess. But anyway.
So, I mean, I see what happened here.
Okay.
But I thought this... and on the show, the guy came off, like, the dad came off as, like, the nicest guy.
Oh, yeah. They're all guys a saint.
Like, In fact, when they pulled the bus away, Schwarzenegger came out. Yeah. It was like, you're an example of what people in California should do. You are a great man and a role model. And then he's like, get your black ass out of my house. Apparently that's what happened.
But you know, that is weird, though. People don't think about the social implications of if you take a family that is, like, dirt poor, and then you essentially give them, like, the house
right.
and the cars of millionaires, and yet they still don't have any money. They usually, like, they'll pay their bills for a year. They'll pay their electric bill and all that stuff. They do that
and
as
then,
part of the show.
And then January 2nd.
Yeah, and then they, like, then
of
they're
the
like,
next year. Man, I ain't got it.
And you know, the house, as good as it looks, can't be that great because they built it in a week. And right. it's sort of like, how good could that house be? You know, I mean, it looks awesome, but you know, it's probably structurally a mess. And if you try to sell it, it's, you know, they grease the palm of all the, you know, inspectors.
How do you make a house in a week?
Because it takes, if you try to get a new house built, it takes like 6 months.
These houses do look granted, amazing. You're right. But
yeah, but you wonder how
corners
much.
Cuts
yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Yeah.
But that's Extreme Makeover. And this family wasn't even black, so we did that whole thing. We did the whole thing about black people on Extreme Makeover.
Well, no,
and they're
the
like
kids,
Samoan.
The kids are black.
Oh, it's black kids with a Samoan
Yeah, the
dad.
Kids they adopted were black. They didn't even adopt. They just, like, were going to adopt them.
Yeah, okay. No, I got you.
And so it was like these, you know, like yeah. three little thuggalos. And I don't know. It cracked me up because I saw that episode and it was a big
Well, that's jerky. Good. Throw the kids out. But what do the kids want? What do they want is like...
I don't know.
What do they want is... What are they trying to sue for? They want the house?
I really want to know more about the story. What do you think they really did? You know what I mean? Because I think sometimes...
What did the kids, parents do?
I think sometimes the young generation of white and black kids buys the hype of... you know what I mean? They really... Yeah, they think they're Nelly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They listen to this fucking music all the time that's like, you know, you got to have this and that and the money and the bing bing and the boo boo. And like, they got it and then they probably went crazy and they thought the parents.
ABC pimped their house and now they're.
And I think the parents probably put some rules on them and like probably told them they had to.
They probably had 50 kids out in the jacuzzi.
Right. Stop smoking a joint in the middle of the day, go to school. And then the kids were like, are you disrespecting me? You ain't treating me right.
That ain't right, what you did to me.
That's an interesting theory. You very well may be right. So.
I mean, maybe the guy was real smart and he was like, I'm gonna get these little orphan gutter rats out my house and I'm gonna live in a mansion.
They reckon my carpeting.
I mean, you know.
That's my Samoan guy. Did you hear my Samoan guy?
Your Samoan sounds like Mantan Moreland. It's amazing.
I got granite countertops and
now,
the kids be scratching them.
Now, looky here. This'll be a hell of a big swimming pool.
My leather sofa got footprints on it.
Don't be putting your grubby fingers on my plasma TV.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to play a lot
degenerating.
Of, lot of Queensryche.
It's 20 minutes of Queensryche and we're out of here.
But that's okay.
The show is almost over.
No, we're going to have... We do a lot of racial comedy on this
but,
show. And
you know, we do jokes about how I'm a fat dago, too.
It's
and that's
a joke.
Fine.
We should have Phoenicia Banks on.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Maybe
but
not.
But anyway, hey, let's...
We do have some good friends that are going to come on the show.
Yeah, Bill Bouchard, I think, is coming. We're going to plug Laughapalooza. We'll probably get one or more of those comics back
soon,
on.
Soon, we keep plugging him. Chill. We'll be on the
August
show.
August 21st is Laughapalooza at Meadowbrook Music Festival. Hey, guys, let's... before we go, we haven't talked about our Hate of the Union contest.
Oh, we're getting
a couple
entries.
They're trickling in. Yeah. But, folks, if you want to win prizes, including the Gathering of the Juggalos DVD from last year, which is, like, crazy.
Right.
It's, like, tons of naked girls. It's great. What else are we going to send people? Toffee Fae, autograph pictures?
I'm going to broaden this out. I will include Canadian provinces as a spicer.
Oh, we're going to actually send stuff to Canada.
Well.
But how are you going to say, like, British Columbia? I mean, obviously it sucks worse than
right.
than North Dakota or something. I don't know, right?
Well, if Manitoba, if you got something to say, I'll accept. Because we're not getting any U.S. entries.
If the Maritimes want to chime in, that's okay.
Yeah, there's only
Prince Edward Island.
There's only 48 more states that need to enter this contest.
Yeah, we've got entries from a couple states. But, guys, if your state sucks, write us a funny story about why it sucks. Send it to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
I mean, we're giving away Toffee Fae.
We're giving away goddamn Toffee Fae. You probably can't even get Toffee Fae where you live.
You can't
get it anywhere.
We haven't even had a Toffee
Fae. Yeah, we haven't had a Toffee
Fae
on this show. So we're going to have to get Toffee Fae for the next show. But enter the Hate of the Union contest. Email us. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com is the address. So make sure to do that and email us about anything you want us to talk about on the show. Just send us an email. Tell us what you thought of the show. What you think of the mailing list. Make sure to join the mailing list. I told you how to do that. Go to the website. Click on that. Don't forget, all of the shows are archived on the website. Go to the categories on the right side. It says category shows. Click on that. All 27 shows are there for your listening pleasure. Vote on podcastalley.com.
Blah, blah, pluggity, plug, plug, blah, blah, blah,
subscribe
plug,
to
plug,
the show
plug,
on iTunes.
Plug, 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 plug.
Did
plug,
I mention plug, I'm doing Laugh-A-Palooza August 21st at the Meadowbrook Music
Did I mention that August 23rd I'm doing These Are Not the Comedians You're Looking For, a special benefit for the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
You know, when you do your plug like that, no one takes it seriously.
Oh.
Corey's plugging. He's doing a show for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That actually is a good thing.
It's a Star Wars-themed comedy show.
For all those people you think of me as a vile, hateful, racist, bigot, misogynist, anti-Semite, these are all true, but I do comedy for charity.
All right, so Corey will be doing that. We'll talk about that on the next show. So play a little more Magic Numbers.
Wait, the what? Show's over?
The show's...
Over? Did you say over?
It's over.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
We've just decided
it's
over.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl
no,
Harbor?
No, it's not.
Hell no!
Corey gets patriotic.
Forget he's rolling.
Hearing
it
this.
It ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough...
Corey and Joel get going. So thank you for listening. Show 27 in the can.
A tough get going! Who's with me?
More of the Magic Numbers. This is my girlfriend's favorite CD, so this goes out
she,
to her.
Really? I thought little it was the Embrace.
Well, she varies, but the Magic Numbers is special.
Really?
We did it to
her. You did the Magic Number?
We did it to
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Just play some more Magic Numbers. There, this is a little...
Is 69 the Magic Number?
No,
all
just
right.
Play the song.
All
right. We're going to get out of here.
All right.
So
good night, everybody.
Show 27. We'll talk to you. We'll see you on show 28. Goodbye.
Why don't you tell me lies? You are wings on fire. Why don't you say goodbye? Well, there's a light and there's a hope. Come swing me, baby, from this heat. A soldier will lie and pray that maybe some